resolution.
Pesticide chemist, and when we first promulgated regulations back in, well, they came into effect in 73, we took a very, very hard look at including the herbicide 2,4,5-T in our list of restricted chemicals, those that would require a specific permit from us to use so that we could review the use on a case-by-case basis. And just as one chemist, I ran out of conclusive data where I did not feel comfortable as a scientist saying that the data was conclusive enough to further restrict the chemical. Again, we get into this where there for a while, massive amounts of research being done. Almost every week, a different study with different contradictory conclusions on 2,4,5-T hit the press. And at the time, the Environmental Protection Agency and the staff, chemists and toxicologists that work on these type of questions full time, they have made no additional moves to take the products off the market. We simply don't have the expertise to legitimately react independently.
What about 2,4,5-T? Is that a restricted use pesticide?
No.
Generally.
Well, yeah, a federal law passed in 1972 which will require the Environmental Protection Agency to classify all chemicals into two large groups. Either a general use that the general public can purchase, no training required, and a restricted use classification which they can only, a person could only use those chemicals if they were certified as being competent by some agency. In the case of Alaska, it would be the Department of Environmental Conservation. The Environmental Protection Agency has not classified all products, of which there are 34,000, incidentally. But the presumptive list that have come out, the early indications from the Environmental Protection Agency, is that not only the herbicide 2,4-D, but the herbicide 2,4,5-T will not even be classified as a restricted use chemical. In other words, their preliminary indications are that it will remain in the general use category, that the untrained citizens will be able to purchase and use according to the label.
Our quorum, part of our quorum has three conference committees, so what we'll do is hopefully bring this up again. I understand the way what you're saying, and the way there are people that are concerned about using herbicides. If you people are making regulations on this, or thinking about making regulations, you're holding hearings. I think possibly that could be good, at least for this year. Take care of some of our problems, but then if it doesn't happen next year, probably another bill will be introduced.
Well, We'll be revising our pesticide regulations completely, starting the fall. I don't know when you're scheduled, cleaning schedule here, probably late enough so that the agricultural users will be over the season, that they're busy and will be able to participate in the hearing process. They're the bulk user. I think that should be reminded that in our experience, the bulk users of these pesticides, not the state, are now state of the day. They may not use them. Threat will not be from state use, it will be from the, if there is a potential hazard, it will be from the use by the agriculture industry and by the home garden.
Well, we'll leave that up to you people. I think the majority of the finance committee wanted this going at least in the resolution. So there are people concerned about this and hopefully he hasn't taken it.
I want to clear up the fact that we're not here opposing the bill. We're here saying that the way it's written is not right.
Yeah, I understand that, but we had to start someplace.
We just want to be sure that
drafting something.
If something don't get in there that you're going to be sorry for later.
If you'd like, if the legislature does wish to put together an absolute ban on these pesticides, we would like to copyright the language so that it does cover, I think, what the intent is.
Okay, can you do that for us, or see if you can come up with something?
The other thing is, if you are really interested in doing this, I think that we need to take into consideration the broad users of the herbicides, the financial commitment.
Right. And you might have an effective date a couple years down the road.
Precisely.
And give everybody a chance to look at it, and possibly in a couple of years you might find out that stuff is harmful. If it isn't, I think that we should get something ready. So a few people get together and hopefully get back to it before the session ends, which supposedly next Wednesday.
You'll hear more about it next Tuesday night.
Yeah, we have a hearing on Juneau next Tuesday night on highway
proposal. Okay. Can you people take a look at both the resolution? We may want to say in the resolution that we'd like to have further studies made by the federal government or something like that. I think it's a legitimate request by the Finance Committee to at least look into it.
Oh, sir. Well, somebody's interested.
And off the record, off the record, we're not convinced the highway has to use it either.
Mm-hmm. We're far from convinced.
I should think so, huh?
You can put that on the record as far as I'm concerned.